Welcome to Tales from the Crypt Season 3, Bigger, Badder, and Stickier. By joining us today, you have been officially upgraded to Crit Cat status. So welcome to the club. Tales from the Crit is an actual play podcast where we focus on smaller story arcs from some of your favorite RPGs, as well as some of the less known or obscure ones. We also play some highly narrative tabletop board games and also some micro RPGs. All of those feature a revolving cast of players, so you're going to see a lot of variety there. And as always, I am your host and your Crit Keeper, Riley Groves. We're so glad to have you here with us today. Now let's get into the episode. Content warnings can be found in the description. Back to Tales from the Crit. I'm super excited to continue playing White Box. I had a lot of fun in the last episode, and I'm going to have even more fun on this one. But I'm not having fun by myself. I brought Connor along.
Hey, guys.
And Derek.
Hello.
And Renee. No, and Rebecca.
Rebecca.
And hey, Rebecca.
Hello.
No.
Your wife.
Yes. Usually when I say Derek, I say Derek and Renee.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, well, figure that one out later.
Also, usually he does your name before mine.
I do.
Try going anti-clockwise.
Yeah, it was a
bad idea. It fucked me right up, man. It didn't work. And they are reprising their roles as Truck, Russer, and Aurora. You guys ready to get back into it?
Yep.
I still haven't found that RPG campfire deck.
I'm just surprised you can remember the name of it.
Not you.
Let's go. Yeah, no, me too. That may not be the name of it. That's what I remember it being, though.
Maybe that's why I can't find it. You don't even know what you're looking for.
And I'm definitely ready to jump back in as long as we're going right into a long rest.
Yeah.
And
there is no rest in this entire thing. Never rest again. No rest ever.
You just got done resting a long knife in your gut.
So a long rest in White Box is four full weeks.
Oh.
Perfect.
That's when you can recover all of your HP. Otherwise, you recover one HP per day.
All right. Hey, you know, one is something.
I'm going to inflict a mortal wound on myself somewhere in the torso.
Slices his belly open. Shows you his
destiny. Okay. Out of your 12 HP, how much do you take?
How much is it going to take?
That's yet to be determined, my friend.
Well, we're going to go down in point ones of HP points. You let me know when we hit.
Fucking just roll for it. That says 3. So we'll start with 3, I guess.
You're down to 3? Or you take 3?
I take 3.
Okay. I'm
guessing that doesn't do it.
It does not.
Take another 3.
Okay. You are still kept out of this.
Take another 3.
You're feeling really pretty weak.
Yeah, I'm down to 3.
Yeah, stabbing yourself in. And at this point, you hear the cemetery calling to you, but you can't pass through yet.
Go down to 1.
Same effect.
You take care of that dipshit. And I twist it 1 last time.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. And his body falls through the front of the gate and is now half inside and half outside the cemetery.
We'll drag his other half in.
Wait, is it morning?
No, it's...
We're still at nighttime? Okay,
it's still, yeah.
We talked about middle waiting until morning.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I went to sleep.
I have my extra healing potion in hand as we try to see if we can make it through the doorway as we're touching his quickly dying body.
Okay, the two of you do make it through the archway and onto the other side.
Okay, I don't know how this works here, and I give the healing potion to Aurora.
I think I say you put it in his wound. you gotta just pour it down his throat and hope he still can swallow.
Go for it. Roll the... I don't know what it does.
It's 3d6 plus 3. I'm gonna do that.
All right. Let's see it, truck.
7 plus 3 would be 10.
All right, Russer. Well, actually, Truck and Rory, you guys pour the potion down into his throat, and he gurgles on it at first, and a gout of blood squirts up about 3 feet out of his wound before it heals itself back up, the skin mending and pushing his dagger out, and Russer wakes up with a cough.
Well, that was scary.
That was some gross dedication, Russer. I admire you even more now.
Brains. No, I'm just joking. Please. Thanks, guys.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're in now. Oh. So now we gotta find what this key goes to. Are you okay?
Just a little sore, but I'll be fine.
We don't feel like a tractor beam pulling us back towards the gate, right?
Nope.
That's what I was afraid of.
All right, I start looking for where this key could go. Mausoleums are my first thought.
Okay. Yeah, you wander around, and this cemetery is absolutely huge. And the further in that you walk kind of towards the mountains, the older everything seems.
Mm.
Is there anything that seems much larger than everything else around it?
What are you doing to see that?
Use your eyes.
Well, yes, I mean, but like on the ground, you can only see so much. Like there's, you know, like in New Orleans, how like everything's buried above mm-hmm. ground. So it's like that, but there are a lot of gravestones and stuff too. But as you move into the older sections, there are a lot more mausoleums and actual crypts.
So we can't tell if there are like a lot of underground space.
I am looking for the name of the family we were told about.
Okay. All three of you give me a roll of a d6.
Three.
My God. Just take
four.
Away.
Six.
I'm not using that anymore.
Over. Pretty simultaneously, the three of you converge from different paths on a very large, very old-looking mausoleum. And it is made out of obsidian rock, and it kind of absorbs the moonlight and doesn't really give any off.
Hmm.
Back. And this mausoleum over the top in kind of an archaically old language, but you would know it, Aurora, says Naziri at the top, and it is adorned by two gargoyles.
Hmm. Well, the name makes sense, and it seems to match this key that I have, which is onyx, which is close enough to obsidian. My guess is we'll be fighting these gargoyles, though.
I would smash them right now, but if we don't end up having to fight them, that seems rude.
True. We'll just wait a minute.
Before we attempt to do anything with the key or open it, can I use keen detection on the...
That looks for traps.
Traps, passageways, so on and so forth. Any hidden
thingy stuff? Yeah, there's nothing hidden on the outside of these things. But as you guys are standing, staring... asking or pondering about the gargoyles, you do see their wings begin to twitch.
Yeah, and I pull out my morning star.
Awesome. The stone from their bodies seems to crack as they change from an inanimate object to two large gargoyles, and they descend upon you quickly. Somebody make me an instigation.
Initiative.
Initiative roll.
Jesus.
Make me an initiative roll.
3.
All right, you guys have the first round.
Oh, cool.
Morning star in hand, I'm going to swing at one of the gargoyles.
Okay.
That is a 23, whatever, to hit.
All right, that definitely hits.
4, 6 damage.
Good amount of damage. All right, you crack into one of these gargoyles. And you send it sprawling down, and it hits the ground, not flying at the moment.
I'm gonna shoot a crossbow at the one that he did not.
Okay.
Swing at. That is a 21 to hit.
Yeah, that definitely hits.
Gotta get all those 20s out first thing.
Oof, doing
One damage.
One damage. Not much, but a successful hit nonetheless.
I will swing my chain mace. 15.
15 does hit.
Yay! Well, I rolled a 1. But it's on fire now.
And then so roll 1d4.
4.
Minus 1.
3.
So it gets a minus 3 to its next attack.
Yay!
Alright.
Nice.
Which one do you hit, by the way? The one that Connor attacked or the one that Derek attacked?
The one Connor attacked.
Okay. Yes, sorry, the one truck attack. Alright. The one that you just attacked lunges at you, Aurora. Does a 15 beat your armor class?
Yes.
Okay, it scrambles on the ground and attacks you with its claws before trying to take off, and it does 3 damage to you.
Oh, wait, what did you say? 15?
15 minus 3, right? So...
I have a plus 3 to my AC, so my AC is actually 16.
Okay, and it actually rolled a 12 anyways, because you affected its 2 hit bonus.
It does not hit me.
Okay. And Derek, does a 13 beat your armor class?
No.
Okay. This other one swoops down, trying to claw you as it flies over your head. However, it misses and ascends back into the air. Roll for initiative. The one that was on the ground takes off, joining its companion, and they swoop down, both trying to attack Truck and Russer. Does an 11 or an 8 hit either of you? I don't think so.
No. No.
Okay. They fly right over your head and go back above the mausoleum and turn to make another pass, but it is your turn.
How many hit dice do these things have?
They do have more than one.
Okay. So then I'm going to just attack one.
There are 4 hit dice each.
I got an 11.
An 11 does not hit.
Womp, womp, womp.
Is there a keyhole
in the mausoleum? Yeah, definitely. Right in the middle of the door.
Oh, I missed. I shot at one with the crossbow.
Whiffed?
Yeah.
What'd you get?
6.
All right.
I'm going to use my key to try to open the door so we can just sneak past this fight.
Okay. You run up to the door, sticking the key in. And as you do, from around the hinges around the door frame, hisses an old gas. It's nothing dangerous, but it is a pretty dank smell. And the 2 doors creak open as you pull on them.
Come on, let's go inside.
It smells like a skunk died in there.
Sure, a lot of things are dead in here.
I would hope so.
I hope they stay that way.
Are the gargoyles still trying to attack us?
I mean,
they haven't turned back into stone?
They haven't turned back into stone, no. Did you run into the crypt?
Yeah.
Closing the door? Leaving it open.
Closing the door behind them.
You hear the gargoyles hit the door, and then the sound from them stops. But it is pitch black inside of this mausoleum.
Well, I can see fine. I have dark vision.
Yeah, so you can see on, like, grayscale. And all around you, it's a pretty large space inside, actually. Larger than it would seem from the outside. And there are a lot of coffins, both sealed and unsealed, and several that are just strewn around the floor. And as you're looking around, Aurora, you see a bony hand reach out from around one of these coffins and begin to pull itself up.
I cast Turn Undead.
Okay. This is our first Turn Undead roll, is it not?
It is. It's a cantrip, so I don't use a spell slot. But I don't know how else to use it.
It's okay. We will figure that out together right now. Because these are skeletons, and you are level 5, as several skeletons begin to pull themselves up out of the coffins and creak and turn towards you, you cast Turn Undead.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, each one of them loses whatever was animating them, and they fall into piles of bones all around the room.
Okay, so we should be careful of dead things.
There's dead things in here.
Oh, yes, I just killed some skeletons that were coming for us. We need a light.
Let's make the assumption that you have torches.
I have six.
There you go.
I'm going to light three torches and pass one to each one of you.
Cool.
And then I'm going to take a fourth torch and... Is there something like an urn or a vase or a something?
Torch holder?
Prop this thing, a torch holder that I can prop a torch up in relatively close to where we're standing.
On the back wall, there is kind of like a...
Or torches themselves to light.
There's a sconce on the back of the wall. That's about it. I mean, there's several around the crypt, but some have been smashed off the wall.
Any I come to that I can light, I'm gonna light in the vicinity, just to give us a little bit of a bearing in here.
Okay. So you go and light the most obvious one. Why don't you go ahead and give me a perception check or saving throw? I'm gonna use those interchangeably, so just know that they're the same.
Okay. Does this have to do with a trap?
No, not inherently. Okay. Or not at all. It's not a trap.
Okay,
just see what you can see kind of deal.
It's a four.
All right. Okay. Russer helps light up this room a little bit, and you guys can see that the inside's been kind of smashed up and, you know, maybe picked over previously, but you're not entirely sure.
If this key was so hard to find, who was in here smashing things up before, I wonder?
I wonder that, too. The whole cemetery is pretty hard to find.
And hard to enter,
mm-hmm.
even if you find it. I hope that doesn't mean that it's something that's in here still.
Why don't the other two of you go ahead and make me a wisdom saving throw?
Truck is terrified of the skeletons that Aurora mentioned, so any skulls he sees, he is squishing.
I rolled a one.
Oh. I rolled a 14.
Is that beat?
Yes.
All right. Truck, you're wandering around here stomping, and you hear an echoing coming from a different part of this mausoleum when you crunch one of these skulls, and you realize on the back wall where Russer had lit this sconce, there's actually a second wall behind it. You just need to skirt around kind of the corner that was obscured, and you see a long stairway leading down.
Guys, there's a stairwell over here. We can go down further.
Sounds like a good idea.
Don't forget to squish any skeleton heads if you see them. Don't take any chances. Squish them twice.
I surely won't.
All right.
I'm going to head back towards the sconce and be very irritated with myself that I didn't see a passage right there.
Okay. And you head down the stairs. And the stairs lead into complete darkness. You cannot see the end of them, even with your torches. And the three of you begin to make your way down further and further. After about 30 minutes of continuing to go down this rocky staircase, you haven't found the end yet.
30 minutes?
30 minutes?
Unless you don't want to go down that far. You can walk up to 30 minutes.
If we turn around, does it look like we've been walking for 30 minutes behind us?
I mean, it's just as dark behind you as it is ahead of you.
So it's not like we've been walking for 30 minutes, we turn around, and it looks like we've gone, like, 6 feet?
Correct.
Okay, that's good.
I think we should keep going.
I mean, we've already come this far.
Mm-hmm.
It's not getting any darker.
I agree.
And you continue to walk?
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
However long it takes to get to the bottom up.
Okay, you continue to walk, and after an hour, you're still descending down this staircase.
Oh, man. I don't know.
Has there been any other passages, doors, levels at any point?
Nothing. This? However, you have felt a noticeable change in temperature where you are beginning to get warmer, and the air does not smell clean. It's got a tinge of sulfur to it, and it's slightly irritating. You can't catch your breath quite as well. But there's nothing. You have seen nothing else.
Yeah, I'd imagine we'd have to be a couple kilometers deep at this point.
Can I pick up a rock and throw it down the stairs?
Sure. It echoes as it tumbles down the staircase.
Does it end?
You're an elf, so you hear it for a long, long time.
Okay, this stairwell's gonna take forever.
Bad we didn't bring, you know, one of them big trees we just slide down on.
Mm.
Wait. No, we're pretty far from those coffins. They would have been all right, too.
Well, are we going to continue, or should we head back up?
I mean, if we go back up and find another staircase, we have to go down that one?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It goes a long way. We could just tumble down. Just roll.
Somersault contest.
I do not like that idea. I think we just keep walking. At least down is easy.
Yeah, we will have to come back up at some point, but sure, we'll continue on.
Yeah, let's keep walking down the stairs. Two at a time.
Another hour passes as you descend down the stairs before finally you can see a red glow coming from further down the staircase.
Oh.
It's not bright. It's a dim red.
I can't tell if I'm just getting used to the dark or if there's something lighter down there.
There's definitely an evil red glow.
You've just all died. We didn't get to go up.
Oh.
I mean, you did die. Almost.
You're so lawful.
Kind of. Something happened. We made it through that gate, though. Well, we definitely aren't going back up now that something has changed. You know, we gotta finish this through.
I agree.
And we continue down.
All right. Finally, hitting the red glow, this staircase opens into a very large chamber, and you see you actually still have a ways to go on the staircase. However, in front of you is a landscape that's just riddled with lava and lakes of sulfuric gases, and you can see gouts of flame erupting from the floor, and it is very, very hot in here. You notice that the light is pretty much being emitted from the lava flows and the flames.
Remind me, guys, what are we getting here again?
A murky gem?
Oh, a red one, yes. It probably makes sense that it would be here.
A gold inlaid amulet with a murky gold stone, a murky red stone in the middle.
I didn't see it around the neck of any of those skulls that I crashed, but I will admit that I was looking more with my morning star than my eyes.
Well, that's okay. I don't think it'd be in the entryway. Probably either, right?
But we didn't even check.
You want to walk all those stairs and check?
No, but I think that's my point. We should have done it before coming down here.
Yeah, we should.
Because we're never going back up. This is where we live now.
This is where we die, yeah. Well, I think here makes as much sense as anywhere. We're already here.
So should we set up the tent then?
Yeah. We'll take about 2 weeks rest.
It would be now morning after you guys have not slept.
So we sleep before we go through this lava?
Now that we have, you know, we're not enclosed in a weird spiral staircase that seemed to never end.
Plan on sleeping in the staircase.
But close to, you know, where we can see still.
Okay, so kind of before it opens up into the chamber.
Mm-hmm.
On the stairs, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good enough place, I guess.
Good enough for me.
All right, everybody go ahead and recover 1 HP then.
Yeah, 1 HP.
Aurora, it is morning, so you could pray again to refill your spell slots.
I will. I didn't use any, so I guess it doesn't matter.
Aurora, go ahead and make me a perception check since you don't sleep. You're always on watch.
17 plus 3 is 20.
Okay, that definitely beats your saving throw.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As you're sitting at the edge of the staircase, looking out into this hellish landscape, a few hundred yards away, you see a group of imps flying through this chamber from one side to another.
Guys, there's gonna be imps.
Should we back up further into the stairwell to bottleneck them? Are they coming, like, this way?
No, they're just floating around. I'm just warning you that that's going to be a thing.
Okay.
Which usually means some type of demon-y stuff.
maybe they'll be friendly. And they'll tell us what we're looking for.
No, I don't think that that's going to be the case.
I mean, I did think that there'd be no problems getting that sword, too.
Mm-hmm.
As far as your plans are concerned, that went off without a hitch.
Kinda, yeah.
Shiny. I just wave the sword around a little bit more.
I say we try and sneak through.
Sneaking does sound like a good idea.
I'll try and be very quiet.
Colors the ground around us. Or in this general area we're going to be traversing through.
It's a reddish stone, but primarily stone.
You think if we rub one of the tents in the ground and then carried it over us, we'd look...
Rub it in the ground?
Rub it on the ground.
Just cover it in some dirt.
To make it dirty and red.
Oh, I thought it was just rock.
And then use it as camouflage.
Sure.
I always trust you, Russer. You know best. You know everything. You knew how to get through that gate.
Not so proud of that one.
I'm going to try and cover ourselves with the
tent material? First thing is it gravelly enough and dusty enough to do that? Or is it just solid rock?
I mean, there's definitely gravel and dust around. I don't know how successful you'd be. Go ahead and make me a wisdom saving throw.
16.
Okay. You do your best, and it's moderately red.
All right.
All right, let's all get real close and pull this thing over us and hope we don't step in the lava.
Mm-hmm. I will say, however, you were hot before. Now you are really hot under this canvas tent.
It's too hot, boys. You can hang out under here. I'm just going to stealth around myself separately.
Everybody make me a dex saving throw. You two can roll with advantage.
15.
All right. Aurora, did you beat your check?
Mm-hmm. 16. I beat my check.
17.
All right. You guys continue to move around unabated.
I can't believe this is working. Just a little bit further. We haven't even been attacked by those imps yet.
Who's leading the way?
Me. And then you guys are under the tent?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Make me... roll me 1d6 for navigation.
2.
As you're leading the group on, keeping the imps that are... the different schools of imps that are flying around here in sight, you lead Russer and Truck into a chamber off the path that you are following. And as you're looking in, the air smells like stale blood. And as you're looking around, you can make out large hills in this chamber. And suddenly, from far above, you hear a sickening crunch as a body hits the ground, and then a shield and sword clang soon after it onto the body. And as you're sitting there staring, wondering what happened, three ghouls immediately pounce on this body and begin ripping it apart.
We back out of this room.
Okay.
She's coming back. What's going on in there?
You don't want to go in there. We're not going to go in there. And we're going to keep on moving along.
All right. Go ahead and make me some dex saving throws.
20.
9.
12.
Did you pass, Aurora?
I did.
Okay. I failed.
You failed? That's fine. Collective, the three of you are able to back out of this chamber without being seen.
Excellent. Okay, wrong turn. Anyone else want to try?
Sure. Let's shuffle this way. I got a 5.
All right. You shuffle the right way and continue away from this chamber, putting it behind you pretty quickly and continuing down the path. In front of you, you can just see that what you thought was a chamber is literally just the landscape in here. It goes on and on forever. And every once in a while, you can hear a far-off scream, and you can see gouts of flame erupting from the ground and flows of lava just going all through this chamber.
This is terrifying. I'm very warm now. I don't know how much longer I can stay underneath this canvas.
Yes, it is quite hot, and I really don't know where to go.
Oh, fine. I'll pack that thing up. I fold it back up and...
It's super loud.
It's canvas. It doesn't make any noise.
It's not like our tent.
In my mind, it was tent material.
And you continue on. Go ahead and make me another D6 roll for navigation.
Russell, why don't you give it a shot? Which way do you think we should go?
We'll go this way. It's a 6.
You continue on, and as you're passing by, you can see kind of down on a lower level from where you are at one point, a couple of imps, and they're just pulling at a corpse and ripping its arms and legs off as it falls limp, and then they begin to take off into the air again.
I think if we're quiet, we could go this way. They flew off for a moment.
Finally, you come to a spot where the path widens and kind of ends. And in front of you is kind of like a cave. And on the back wall is there are several distorted faces carved into the rock itself in a large door. But before that is a lone obelisk standing in the middle of this chamber.
Is there anything unique about the obelisk? Color, shape, writings on it?
Does it have a locket around it?
Does it have a locket around it? I'm really hoping for
it.
Or on the side of it?
It does not have a locket on it. Do you get up close to investigate, or do you stay at the mouth of the chamber?
Truck is going in.
I mean, I'll get reasonably close, but I'm not going to stand on top of it.
The closer you get, the brighter a red light emits from it.
Guys, I don't know if this red light is the amulet or not, but it's,
seems like, maybe.
It seems like it might be over here somewhere.
I have hope. Can I investigate the obelisk?
You can. Can you read Abyssal?
No.
Can anybody? Truck can't read it all.
Can I probe the obelisk?
What do you mean by that?
Truck, why don't you go ahead and run into this one?
See what it does. I'm going to try and climb it.
I was thinking we should try to smash it.
Yeah, I'm using him. So I meant by probe, I was going to send him charging in to headbutt it.
I mean, I'm not going to headbutt it. I can hit it with my Morning Star. You want to try and smash it?
You tried to headbutt the gate to get in.
The invisible gate I tried to walk through head first. Well, run through head first.
Okay. Aurora, but you wanted to investigate?
Yeah.
Go ahead and give me an intelligence check.
19. Plus 3.
20. 22. All right. Great roll. You can see that there are similar markings all over this obelisk that are also on what you assume is the doorway to the structure behind you. And although you can't read Abyssal, you've been around long enough to pick up on some of the symbols, and you can very clearly make out the word blood.
Well, I know the word blood is in here.
And Truck, you climb on it?
Mm-hmm.
When you touch it and climb on it, a seal on the door itself lights up in a bright red.
How sharp are the corners?
Not sharp. But after spending a moment on it, the distorted faces that are carved into the wall, they're pretty large, there's 5 of them carved around the doorway, begin to emit a sickening scream, and blood begins to pour out of their mouths and eyes and onto the floor. Everybody make me a dex saving throw.
Oh my. I thought I was going to have to smear blood on the obelisk, but no.
14.
3.
13.
Truck. A burst of flames comes up from the floor and engulfs you quickly, doing 2 damage. And as you fall from the top of the obelisk, you look up and see that there are 2 imps descending directly on your party.
Youch! Guys, watch out! There's imps from above!
I'm going to raise my crossbow towards the imps.
I'm also going to raise a crossbow towards the imps.
I don't have one, but already my mace.
All right, somebody roll me an initiative roll.
5.
You guys get the first round.
I loose a bolt from my crossbow with a 7 to hit.
A 7 is a miss.
I had assumed.
Russer?
I loose a crossbow bolt and hit for an 18.
An 18 does hit.
All right.
And yours is a +1 crossbow, right?
Yes.
So it does serve as a magical weapon.
Wonderful. Shit. Well, I did 1 damage, if you want to count that one.
Okay.
Kind of fell out of my hand.
+1 damage. 2.
Isn't it a 1d6 -1?
plus one.
Yeah. So it's 1d6.
So his 1d6 is a 1 minus 1, 0 plus 1, 1. Nice. And Aurora?
Are they close enough that I can use my mace? It's on a chain.
We'll say sure.
Okay, cool. 15 to hit?
Do you got a plus 1?
That is my plus 1.
A 15 does not hit. And these two imps come swooping down at the three of you. Who's got something against poisons?
Me.
Okay.
I also have plus 2 saving throw to poison.
All right, cool. These imps fly down, swooping both Aurora and Truck. Aurora, does a 15 beat your armor class?
No.
All right. And Truck, does a 1 beat your armor class?
No.
All right. They fly down, and both of them try to sting you with their tails. However, they just miss impaling you. And you guys definitely know that imps have a moderately strong poison in there that comes from their tail, which is their main way of attacking. However, both of them miss, so go ahead and roll initiative.
They don't count as undead, right?
They are not. No, they are a demon.
I didn't think so.
Rolled a 4 for initiative.
Okay. They swoop down again, and this time they're going to swarm you, Truck, and they both try to sting you. Does a 15 or a 3 beat your armor
15,
class?
A 15 does beat my armor class.
A 15 beats your armor class?
Yes.
All right, you're going to need to make me a saving throw against poison. You'll get your plus 2, but you additionally get a plus 4 on top of that.
Well, I rolled a 19.
Okay.
So
25.
Yes.
So in that, you take 1d6 minus 1 damage, which is 0. So it seems that even though they were able to get it past your armor, they weren't able to get it past far enough to actually have any effect. And it's the three of your turn. They're both swarming Truck.
Well, I'm going to try and slice that one with my new shiny plus 3 sword. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Wait, if it's our turn, can I cast Bless before they go?
Yeah.
What does that give them?
Plus 1 to attack rolls for the next hour.
All right. So add a plus 1, guys.
I think that still only brings me to a 15.
I also am at a 15.
All right, neither of those hit. Everybody make me a dexterity saving throw.
5.
19.
A 5?
Mm-hmm.
Did you roll a d20?
13.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who didn't save?
Me.
You hear the ground begin to puff before several gouts of flame erupt from the floor. Rory, you're going to take 1 fire damage.
Wow, that's all, huh?
That's all.
I should have read all of my traits.
Why?
If attack is successful, you may roll weapons damage twice.
That's on a sneak attack. That's only on a sneak attack.
Oh, backstab. Oh, that's why I didn't read it that way. God. Okay, never mind.
All right. Next round of initiative.
I rolled a 1.
Okay. Truck, they continue to try to swarm you because your friends have not been able to hit them, and neither have you. And they're both stabbing at you furiously with their tails. However, you're wearing some pretty strong armor, right?
I got chainmail on.
Yeah, they're not able to get through with their hooked barbs. However, you do hear the screech as a third one comes descending into the chamber.
Oh, God. We got to get rid of these fast. They're drawing more to them.
Can we just run away?
I think we want to... Isn't there, like, a door that we want to go through that's got, like, heads pouring blood out of them above it?
Yeah, where are we with that? How much blood is on the ground at this point?
There does seem to be, like, channels that it's flowing into. The chamber itself isn't just filling up with blood. Okay. Although that'd be metal as fuck.
It's creating a
crazy... Just wanted to make sure it wasn't, like, you know, we're standing in a small pool, or this just a slow death.
No, eventually, it probably will end up filling up the chamber, but not yet.
Probably smells really good where it meets the lava.
Mm.
Yeah, super gross. There's a lot of gross things going on.
I'm just going to continue trying to shoot these stupid things.
I'm going to assume they're close enough that I can still use the sword.
Don't forget to add your plus 1.
Still missed.
Yeah, it's still only 14.
God damn.
Okay,
Aurora?
Try to hit him too. 12, 13, 14, 15, plus... Oh, wait, what? Plus 1 to hit, and then do I get blessed, too?
Yes.
It doesn't matter, I don't hit.
What do you roll? What did you roll?
A 12.
You've got a plus 1.
And a plus 1.
And a plus 1, so a 14?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you guys do not.
Oh, there's...
I mean, she gave you an additional plus one.
Oh, it's only plus one.
Yeah.
That's right. Still wouldn't have been enough.
Not looking super hot. New round of initiative.
5.
All right, you guys will go first.
All right, if I don't hit him this time, I'm drinking that hill giant, that giant strength potion.
Oh, yeah.
14.
20.
15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah, 20.
All right. Yeah, that 20 definitely hits.
I got a 22.
You got a 22.
20 also.
A 20 as well.
Yes.
Okay.
I got a 10.
All right. Truck and Aurora, you do both hit with whatever you're doing. Oh,
and then I do 1d6 fire, which is 6.
So you'll just do 1d6 because they are immune to fire.
Okay, well then I'm also going to do my d4. This dice is really hard to use.
It looks it.
I can't read cool what side it
distance,
is.
But yeah, I can't read anything.
Here, you can see it up close.
I got a 4 for damage.
Okay. Do you have an idea of which one you're attacking? One of the two that are on you?
One of the two that was, yeah,
okay. On me. Yeah, you're right. This is kind of...
They take a and minus one to their hit.
4 damage.
All right. And which one are you trying to hit? One of the two that's on truck or the new one that's flying in?
The one on truck.
Do you have a preference? Is it the same one that he just hit, or...?
Sure.
Okay.
Snowball effect.
And how much damage did you do?
6.
You crash your mace into this imp's head, and it crunches and goes falling to the ground lifeless.
Yay! Guys, they don't have a lot of HP. We just gotta hit them at all.
The one continues to struggle around you, and Aurora, the third one that entered the chamber, comes descending down from the ceiling towards you. However, both are unsuccessful in their attacks. Mm. Everybody make me a dexterity saving throw.
22.
5.
21.
All right, truck. From underneath you, a gout of flame erupts, pretty much engulfing your entire body. You take 4 HP fire damage. We're on to a new round, so somebody roll me an initiative check.
That's 2.
All right, you guys get the first round.
I can cure light wounds for truck.
If he survives, I'll give him a health potion.
If he survives, go ahead and cast.
I cast cure light wounds.
All right, that's a first level spell slot. And... you recover 1d6 plus 1 HP.
That's not bad. Do I roll the d6?
Whoever wants to can.
Go ahead. If you roll bad, I'll roll.
I roll the 5.
Nice.
Plus 1.
Okay, cool.
They've got more health than I do.
All right, so that's Aurora's turn. Truck and Ruster, what are you two doing?
I'm going to slice with the sword at one of the other imps.
I'm going to shoot this little bastard in the head with a 21.
All right. All right. Which one are you aiming at?
There's one. Are they both attacking him, or is one still flying around?
One's attacking Aurora, and one's attacking Truck.
Yeah, I'm probably going to shoot the one flying around.
Okay. What's your damage?
The healer. 4.
You land a solid blow, and this one tumbles down to the ground, and it lets out like this hiss as it turns towards you, and its barbed tail whips and it begins to charge at you. Truck.
I rolled a 15 to hit.
A 15 does not hit.
It's moving too fast. I can't hit him.
And as you guys are fighting, suddenly another imp makes its way into the chamber.
Oh, mother.
All right. Somebody want to roll an initiative for me?
I rolled a 5.
You guys go first.
I'm thwomping with my chain mace. 19?
Yeah, 19 definitely hits.
Excellent.
You're thwomping the one
hopefully
that's
charging
you.
Me.
Whatever one's charging, yeah.
Okay, how much do you do for damage?
Only 1. But where'd my d4 go again?
It won't matter. You thwomp this last one enough, and it crushes underneath the weight of your mace. Leaving just 2.
Yay.
Chalk and Ruzzer.
I'm going to shoot at the one that just entered the cave. And that's a 2.
2s don't typically hit. And in this case, they definitely don't.
I'm going to swing at the one near me for a 19.
19 hits.
That is a 4.
Plus 3.
No, 1 plus 3.
Okay. I mean, still some good damage done. As you guys are fighting, you hear the sounds of the flames begin to build up again. Everybody make me a dexterity saving throw.
Ooh, 5.
13.
Truck, are you the only one that failed?
Yes.
You get burnt by another gout of flame doing 1 fire damage.
Truck, you gotta move a little faster.
I don't hear it until it's too late. I'm too concentrated on this thing flying around my head.
Mm. New round.
Connor's been really good at the initiative rolls.
Yeah, my D6s have been terrible today. Of course.
Need a 1.
A 1? Roll again. We tied.
A 5.
Nice. All right, you guys get the first round.
There's 2 imps left?
There are currently 2 imps, yes.
Okay. Did they miss their attacks last turn?
Did they take attacks last turn? Is the real question. Because I don't think that they did.
I think that they did and that you just rolled and they missed and mm-hmm. So you just forgot to say it.
Yep. That sounds right.
Yeah, they rolled a 9 and a 2 anyways, so they definitely missed. So you guys go ahead and take their first round and then I'll be sure to take it.
Good. Then I'm not going to lose this 20 as I shoot the one that I missed at with a 21 to hit.
All right. Roll your damage.
2.
You sink a bolt into the one that flew into the chamber.
My turn?
Sure.
The 10.
10 does not hit. Truck, did you hit?
I rolled a 6, but even with all of the pluses, it does not get higher than 15, so I don't think so.
Dang. Nope. All right. Truck, the one that you've been battling with now for some time, finally, like, it jumps onto you and stings its tail straight under your mail in a seam. I need you to make me a poison saving throw, please. You will get a plus 4.
It's a 10 altogether.
Is that your saving throw score?
Yes. Yes, I matched my saving throw.
All right. Lucky you. You manage to negate the effects of the poison. However, you do take 6 damage as this barbed tail goes deep into your side, drawing out a large amount of blood. The other one misses completely and is between Russer and Aurora.
Well, I'm going to swing at it with my chain mace.
It's not your turn. Not yet. You guys already went and missed.
Oh.
However, it might be your turn when we roll initiative right now.
4.
Russer, the imp leaps at you with its tail whipping wildly, and it grabs onto your leather armor and tries to just stab it into you. Does a 11 beat your armor class?
No.
And Truck, does a 14 beat yours?
14 matches my armor class.
Okay. Then neither of these imps are successful.
Oh my god.
I didn't hit.
I hit the one I was shooting at before for a 20.
Okay, roll your damage.
4.
All right. You sink another bolt into this imp, and it takes several steps backwards and looks pretty delirious. It's out of the fight, but still standing.
I miss. I roll a 15.
Okay.
To hit.
I rolled like an 8.
Okay. No problem. As you guys are all fighting, everybody make me a dexterity saving throw.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
That's a 1.
I got a 9.
12.
Do I get a plus 1 of that?
Anybody that failed takes 2 fire damage as flame erupts from the ground again.
2?
Yes.
That's a 6.
That's your initiative?
Mm-hmm.
You guys get the first round.
How many? There's 2 left?
Right now, yes.
Like 1 and a partial.
I'm going to hit that one that's standing in front of me. 16 hits, right?
A 16 does hit.
Yeah, I'm just going to smash it in the face with the butt of the crossbow and take it out of the fight.
Okay. You kill it as you smash it in the face, leaving just the one that Truck's been fighting since the beginning.
First 6 I've rolled the whole game. On the D6.
And I rolled a 20 for the one I'm hitting, and I hit it for a 5.
Okay.
Oh, I also rolled a 20.
All right, nice. Roll your damage.
2. I also get to roll a D4 if it lives.
It does live?
It will do 1 less damage next time.
So it gets a -1 to its attack roll,
mm-hmm.
Which it is now. All right, so it rolled a 1 as it lunges at you, Aurora, but it is unsuccessful. Flying into the chamber is another imp.
I'm rolling initiative. I rolled a 1. Excellent.
The imp lunges again. Does a 15 beat your armor class, Aurora?
Mm-mm.
It clings onto your cloak of protection, like stabbing wildly, but isn't able to make it through. Russer, the new one flies into the chamber. However, it is very unsuccessful in its attacks as it begins to circle your head.
I rolled a 19. What I want to do is I want to grab that one that I had been fighting with that had been just clinging on to life.
The one that's on my cloak?
Yeah, it's the one that's attacking Roar. I want to grab it and I want to throw it at or strike the other one with it.
Mm. Okay. I guess roll me a d4 for damage.
A 2.
The blunt force trauma that...
Plus one.
Plus one. That you inflict on the one that you threw kills it completely. And you manage to knock the other one out of the air, leaving just one. Everybody make me a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, is that the end of our...
Oh, wait, you didn't go.
Yeah. I didn't go either.
I hit the other one for a 17 doing 6 damage.
Oh, that's right. I think we just skipped initiative. Connor just went, didn't he?
No.
No, the other ones went and missed.
Connor go, and then we didn't go.
Oh, all right. Okay. My bad. Sorry, go ahead. My busy.
I shot at the ones that Connor threw together, hitting for a 17 doing 6 damage.
Okay.
The one that's still alive.
All right, Aurora?
Are those two then on the ground now?
One of them is. The other's dead. There's just one left.
I'm going to smash it with my mace. For a 20.
A 20 hits?
Yay. 4.
And you crunch this last one's head as you smack it with your mace again.
Yay.
Killing your third one. Everybody make me a dexterity saving throw.
6.
Yeah, 7.
17.
Whoever failed takes 4 fire damage. As you're completely engulfed in flame.
Truck, the human fighter, needs food badly. I have 1 HP left.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I hand him a extra healing potion, or a potion of extra healing.
Okay, so that does 3d6 plus
3.
9.
The screaming is still coming from these carved faces that continue to pour out blood. And as we mentioned before, some of the blood is, like, leaking onto the floor now. And the door is still sealed.
Is there a keyhole in this door?
There is no keyhole.
Can we just smash the faces?
You can.
Can I rub one of the dead imps on the obelisk?
Yeah.
The bloodiest looking one?
Sure. You rub the bloody imp on the obelisk, and nothing happens.
Okay, I rub some of my own blood from where I have been pierced on the obelisk also.
And... When you are touching the obelisk, the red seal on the door glows bright red. However, it does not unlock.
Okay, I'm going to keep touching this obelisk. One of you guys go try and do blood over there. Maybe you can just pick some up off the ground.
Can I use keen detection to see if there's a switch or a lever, whatever?
It seems like it's just the seal and the obelisk.
It's going to be blood magic. All right, I will slice my hand open and put my hand on the other obelisk.
Did you get attacked at all?
No.
Okay. Lucky you. All right. Slice your hand and pound the the door.
Yeah.
When you do that, the seal begins to glow an even deeper red, and you feel not just like your hand leaking blood, but you feel the blood begin to be pulled from your hand and begins to fill up this seal. It kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
It does hurt.
Okay.
Roll me 1d6.
Rosser, try to splash the blood off the floor onto that door.
On a 4, you take 4 HP damage as you feel your blood continue to flow through your wound.
Is it doing anything?
It does seem like the seal is becoming more complete as blood flows through you. It kind of like, instead of the light, it's kind of getting like filled up with blood.
Rosser, try and push those bloody imps onto that seal.
Yeah, I'm going to try and take a corpse and put... like a wound up to it.
The imp blood just leaks down the seal and doesn't do any.
I just keep doing it.
Okay. Roll another d6 for me.
6.
When you get to that point, you're very drained of blood. However, the seal does fill itself and it releases your hand and you go tumbling backwards. The door does slide up and open into a dark hallway in front of you.
Excellent. I will cast Cure Light Wounds on myself.
Okay.
I'm going to hold my hand on the obelisk until Lesser gets through, and then I'm going to make a run just in case.
I got 7 points back.
Okay. Lesser, you run through the door?
Yeah.
All right. Aurora, you follow?
Yeah.
Truck?
Yes, once they're through the part that slides, I can release my hand from the obelisk and run.
Make me a dexterity saving throw.
4.
You take 2 more points of fire damage as you dive through the door. And as you do, you hear the screech of another imp come flying down towards the chamber. However, the door slams shut, crushing it underneath and decapitating it as its little imp head rolls to your feet.
Gross.
And in front of you guys is a completely dark hallway. And that's where we're going to end today's episode.
Nice.
So we will continue playing in White Box next time. But until then, we will
see you next Tuesday.
That's it for today's episode. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed playing. If you have, go run and tell all your friends so that we can turn as many people into Crit Cats as possible. Tales from the Crit is a Wolfbeard Games audio podcast, and if you like us, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts, and head on over to our Instagram page and our YouTube channel. Both of those are at Tales from the Crit Podcast. All right, bye-bye! You land a... Sorry, that's okay. Connor, where's my D4?
Right there.
Oh, excellent. Looks like Ruster's killing himself again.
I'm imagining all of the demons from that macaroni show on Netflix.
Macaroni show?
Macaroning.
Oh.
Disenchanted.
Yes.
Oh.
Lucy. Those are the scenes that I'm picturing, like... In this, I'm like, oh yes, we're in the hell area of that show.
So, Anna, AK, and I play a game that Rebecca runs, and Anna's character is a tiefling, and I can't picture her anything other than that little black demon that follows the main character. That's and she's like, no, I'm like pale, I'm a tiefling, like I'm white. I'm like,
she's a humanoid. Like,
no, yeah, you're a shadow demon, and that's all.
It's all
you're
just like a little weird thing, and that's that. Which we will see you
next Tuesday.
Four. That seemed weird.
That was a little...